It's a slang, but I don't believe I've ever read that in the dictionary for it was used as any part of a preacher.
No. Well, what was Abraham in the Bible's wife's name?
Sarah.
Okay.
Wait a minute, is that what?
I think it is.
Right.
Well, that's what come in my mind.
People like Robert E. Lee or Eisenhower, if you were talking to Eisenhower, you wouldn't call him Mr. Eisenhower, you'd call him
Mr. President.
Okay. The man in a courtroom that sits up behind the bench and beats on the desk with a hammer is a what?
Judge.
A judge.
Okay.
You would address him as your honor.
And a person who goes to school is a what?
Student.
Okay. And a woman in an office who takes, writes letters and types and files things is a what?
Well, if she just does that kind of work, she'd probably be a bookkeeper.
What about are there still many German, much German influence in Coleman County? I know it used to be there was a lot.
Really, I lived here for big part of my life, but I think they're in difference to what it used to be. I know there used to be several businesses that some of the stores, I didn't want to go in them because I couldn't understand them like I'd like to. But it's not that way anymore. Even the Germans that are there now, you see, have been here and they're educated and they speak our language.
Well, the ones you were talking about that had the stores, they spoke English, but they just didn't speak it very
well. Well, that's right. But now you see the children of generations have acquired this language that we understand better than we used to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was somebody told me that you know, 30 years ago there were a lot of Germans in this area.
Oh, and you were just talking to them. We and tried to talk to some of them because some of them came right over here from Germany way back then.
Yeah.
Did you read during the summer about this pesto boy's drowned in Smith Lake?
Yeah.
A boat? Well, they've been our neighbors all of our lives. My wife's raised up right there by them.
Uh-huh.
And this boy would speak good English as anybody, but his dad and mother, you could understand what they'd say. But now you had to really pay attention. They might not have been Germans, but they were foreign to us. I think they were Germans.
Yeah. Most of the foreigners that came in here were from Germany, or from not only Germany, but places where they were German. I wonder why they all came to Coleman County. Was it just good farmland open then or something, you suppose?
I just really don't know.
I mean, it seems funny that they'd all kind of come together in a group in one county.
Well, they just, they seemed like they did, though, because Coleman was made up mostly back in the United States of Germans. And they grow fruit, they grow strawberries, they crop in a different way than what I've been used to, you know. Mm-hmm. And they'd have small farms, small crops, but they was industrious and got along good.
Mm-hmm. The